The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff, brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Monday, April 25th, 2022. We're going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. But before we do, we remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That is code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. The eyes of the NFL world continue to be focused upon wide receiver Deebo Samuel, and Deebo Samuel continues to express a desire to be off the San Francisco 49ers. The video making the rounds on social media shows the inside of a crowded nightclub. A large sign is being carried through the club that reads, quote, "Deebo is staying, hashtag 49ers. The camera then pivots to Samuel, who smiles and passes his finger under his chin, sending a clear message that he disagrees with what was written on the sign. Multiple reports emerged Friday that indicated the Jets, Packers, and Lions have shown interest in trading for the All-Pro wide receiver. For the first time ever, the NFL will have three games on Christmas, two in the afternoon on CBS and Fox, followed by a primetime contest on NBC. It will be the third straight year the league has played on Christmas. NFL Vice President of Broadcasting Mike North said, quote, "Christmas, when it falls on an NFL game day, we've had a lot of success there. All due respect to our friends at the NBA. Flex. It is something that our friends are interested in. If Christmas falls on a Sunday, it makes perfect sense." Last year on Christmas, Green Bay beat Cleveland 24-22 and averaged 28.6 million viewers on Fox, making it the third most watched game of the 2021 regular season. Some quick hitters for you now. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers restructured his 2022 contract, creating over $9 million of added salary cap space. Brady is still scheduled to be a free agent after the season. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott is excited not to have to rehab his ankle or any other injury this offseason. Quote, "I'm not rehabbing one thing, I'm working on my whole body. For my foot speed, it's not just putting this down, it's can I get this thing faster than they've ever been? It's about improving on the person and player I was before the injury now and being the best player I can be for this organization." In Cleveland, Browns defensive end Myles Garrett is trying to recruit Jadeveon Clowney back to the team. Garrett posted an Instagram story with a picture of himself and Clowney, and then he captioned the photo with the words, quote, "job not finished." Clowney has joined the new team in each of the last three off seasons. In Indianapolis, Colts general manager Chris Ballard says not to read anything into the pre-draft work he has done on some of the top quarterback prospects. Although the Colts had visits with Liberty's Malik Willis, North Carolina's Sam Howell, and Cincinnati's Desmond Ridder, Ballard says there's no doubt about the Colts' commitment to quarterback Matt Ryan. Sure. The Vikings are not expected to exercise the fifth-year option on center Garrett Bradbury's contract. That news does not exactly come as a shock. It would have cost the Vikings $13 million for 2023. Bradbury was the 18th pick in 2019. And finally, TMZ reports Bears wide receiver Byron Pringle was arrested on Saturday in Florida for doing donuts on a public road while driving on a suspended license with a child in his car. He was charged with reckless driving and driving on a suspended license, according to the report. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Monday, April 25th, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, leave us a rating and a review as well. And you will like what you hear because our draft coverage is in full swing at SB Nation. RJ Ochoa and Pete Sweeney will be talking with Ross Tucker today on Monday Football Monday. Tomorrow, we'll have our divisional draft preview where 8 different members of the SB Nation team communities will break down all of the biggest draft questions for each division. Wednesday, we are going to take you inside the draft room with 5-time Executive of the Year Scott Pioli to explain what goes on, who's in the room, how does it work, how do you even set up a draft room, all that good stuff. Thursday, possible number 1 overall pick Aiden Hutchinson and Penn State safety Jaquan Brisker are going to join us as well. And then during the draft, we will be live on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube for the first 10 picks, breaking down all of the action with you, followed by a Twitter space after that where you can ask the members of the SB Nation team communities every possible thing you want answered about your team's draft. So it is 360-degree draft coverage, baby. Enjoy your Monday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.